Hi, you are listening to the AV Power Up Show. I am Krista Bender, also known as AV Krista.
Hi, I'm Chuck Espinoza, the Mad Sound Guy on Twitter and just about everywhere else.
Oh, okay. And I'm Corey Moss, at CB Moss. thank you, Chuck, for letting me know. At CB Moss on Twitter. And I am listening to Krista Bender and Chuck Espinoza and this other guy who's in the room who we're going to introduce soon.
Who is that guy?
From Brooklyn, you know.
Is he one of the five boroughs?
He is one of the five boroughs, and I share the five boroughs with him. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm trying to intro you. And you are listening to AV Power Up with your host, Krista Bender. And is that Ein or Scrimps?
This is Ein.
Oh. Krista Bender and Ein.
Ein the Corgi.
Yes.
Yes. So tonight we have a guest who is sticking with us throughout. Later on, we're going to have some guests pop in as they like to do.
Somebody wants to stick on this show with us?
Yeah, they do. Johnny Stuffing Things will most likely be coming in. Hopefully not stuffing things, crossing county lines, but you never know.
He said he had to go on a journey, something about a Minotaur, Odysseus, Scorpion, I don't know.
Yeah, something about Oedipus Rex, I don't know.
Oh my God.
So I would love to introduce my favorite New Yorker, don't tell Gina Sansevero.
Wait a minute. I'm not your favorite New Yorker? Oh, because I'm in D.C. Metro now,
yes,
right?
You were your transplant.
He's still in New York.
Wait, isn't Gina
Actually,
from
no,
Jersey?
He's not. No, Gina's from Long Island.
She's from Long Island.
So, as you are all waiting with bated breath, I want to introduce to you Rich Prevetti with Flick.
Rich.
He is native from Brooklyn and lives in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Rich, let's hear your best Brooklyn accent.
Hey, I'm talking to you over here. Come over here.
Yeah, sounds like Tony Soprano.
That's me.
But you're not in Jersey.
No. Hi, guys.
Hey, Rich.
Hi. Hey, Rich. How you doing? Bring the content.
Yeah, so Rich and I have gotten to know each other, and I'll let him tell his story, but it basically was at one point we've worked together for the same company, and he is somewhat of a new person still to the AV industry, but he's been around for at least 3 years now. So Rich, why don't you tell us how you got into the industry and a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm going to get it out of the way right away. That's a lot of wires. So that's my opening line.
How long did you work on that one, Rich?
No, actually, it came out like that.
Oh, that's how the show goes. We all figure it out just like this.
Yeah.
Random.
Krista's husband, Russ, and I worked together. He introduced me to a closet. A rack in the closet one day.
Rack in the closet? Rich,
yeah.
I don't want to touch that one.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
showing me this rack, and I looked in there, and I peeked in, and I went, it's a lot of wires. And that's been about
– wires.
That's – I've been doing this job for now 4 years. I love what I do. I started December 17th, 2010. You can tell it's very exciting for me. And I learned a lot, and I'm really excited to be here. This is, for you guys, it's old hat, but for me, it's, Krista told me a couple things, and I'm like, yeah, I'm in, no problem, I'm in.
We're going to quiz you on wonderful things like 4K and HD base T and other things that everybody keeps arguing about in this industry ad infinitum. So, but we'll get to that, Rich. Hopefully you're ready.
I'll do my best.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll do my best.
Awesome. I
am a legend in my own mind, by the way.
He is a legend in his own mind.
Yeah, we figured that. You're on this show.
I would like to take the moment to thank our sponsor, Ingram Micro.
Oh, they're good.
They are. All of your AV needs can be had and helped with Ingram Micro.
Yeah. Where's Ingram Micro located, do you know?
I don't know.
It's a small place wherever they're at.
Oh, they are really small. I think, you know, they carry like five products.
They're micro.
Yeah.
They are micro, exactly. They should be Ingram Macro, I think.
Oh, yeah, that would be better.
If they're a distributor, a major distributor.
We should suggest that, Ingram Macro.
So now the show is sponsored by Ingram Macro.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Go look up ingrammacro.com. I'm sorry if you're not going to find any. Ingram Micro, they're wonderful.
Yes, they are. We're kind of changing up the segments in this show. We're removing things around. We're very fluid. As you could tell, we're a couple people down this week, but we don't let that get us down.
Where did they go?
There was just a lot of stuff going on. I know.
Is there a revolution?
No, Stacy's been working a lot of hours. I forget what's going on with Hope. I think it's the same sitch with her. So, you know, we got to respect that they're doing their thing.
We have no Hope.
We have no hope.
Again, we have no hope. This show has no hope.
I know Vadio Stacy is busy at Vadio cranking out the cameras. I mean, Vadio, if you haven't seen their new product line, some of them are really busting out at the seams. I know personally we've been getting those wide shots off the shelf as soon as they hit. Their HD19 PTZs work. I mean, I'm going through tons of those things. So I know if all the other integrators are doing what we're doing with Vadio, AVBs, especially anything that's kind of bridging that gap between your computer and your codec, I want to use a camera for my codec. I want to use a camera for my computer. I want to buy two cameras, AVB right there. So, those things are going off the shelf. So I know she's going crazy over there.
Yeah, and I know they recently announced they have their new Robo shots that are out, the 12 HDMI and the 30 HDMI. So chances are they're probably getting that production up and going so that they're ready to be available.
I'll tell you what, Krista, because I was at Enterprise Connect and I actually spent time with Haley. She did a video at the booth, showed all the cameras. This RoboShot 12 is like the latest and greatest and biggest thing they're promoting. And I got to tell you, they are doing such wonderful things and progressive things in the camera business with video conferencing, unified communications. And, they're doing some really, really impressive things. And Chuck, you're absolutely right about what you're saying about those Vadio cameras. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I know they're cranking. I know a couple other people at Vadio are just like, man, I'm swamped. I can't even chat on the phone. I'm like, wow. And I think Hope, I saw she posted like a 19 and a half mile run on her Fitbit or something like that. And so I think she might be exhausted, either that or the dog swallowed it.
She's got to stop running before the show, Just saying.
I got up the other morning and it said, it was funny. It said, Hope just posted a 0.00 mile run. And then I got a tweet like a minute later, Hope just posted a 0.00 mile run. And then another minute later, Hope just posted a 0.00 mile run. And I messaged her and I said, man, I want that workout schedule.
Is Hope connected to you on the Internet of Things, Chuck?
A couple of our tubes connect on the Internet of Things. Like our Twitter tube connects. So I see she tweets and I get the tweets and the tweets pop up on my phone. And on the Facebooks.
Facebooks.
We are connected on the Facebooks.
Hey, Rich, do you get any Twitter tubes?
Wow.
Wow, that really, that did him in. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. That Rich, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you that question,
I still got a flip phone.
Oh, that's wow. Crazy. Look at Rich being in the 1990s.
Yeah. Yes,
retro.
Nice.
Hey, Rich, since we're talking about doing long hours in your previous job, I'd love for you to enlighten us what you did and what was the longest day you ever worked while you were there?
15, 16 hours.
And what did you do?
I was one of those amazing shorts wearing in the wintertime FedEx guys for 20 years.
Wow.
Yes. So since December 17th, 2010, I have not worked one single day compared to my first career.
Yeah. So. Hey, Rich, I got so much respect for those shorts wearing guys in brown.
Other company. I was with the other company.
What? Oh, oh, shorts for the other company.
FedEx.
Oh,
FedEx.
Not Brown. Oh, that's okay.
Correct. If his shorts were brown, it's because he had a bad lunch.
Yeah, it was a bad day.
There was bad Mexican that day.
That's right. That's right.
I'm a bad Mexican.
And on that note.
This segment brought to you by a bad Mexican.
This segment brought to you
Chuck
by
Chuck Espinoza INS. Knows.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So,
you had to go there.
Segue to deliver some news that is not about that.
Thank God.
Yeah. The other week we had Corey Schaefer on our show.
Yes, and we did. We love her.
We do. We love her immensely. And yeah. She was talking about the new IR solutions that Listen has, and they released that they are now shipping their solution. So
yes.
You can now get the LT84 transmitter radiator or the LA141 extender radiator, mm-hmm. So all of these solutions are now readily available and shipping for your audio needs.
Mm. Awesome. Right. I was thinking about Corey today. I was actually doing a loop survey out at the National Institute of Health throwing down some induction loops for everybody's listening pleasure. Mm-hmm. And I had my Listen induction loop kit, and I was like, hey, Corey, because I saw the M&Ms still in there. They're like 3 years old, but they're still in there.
How are they still around? Wow.
I can't bring myself to eat them. I mean, I like the kit shipped and it had the M&Ms, and I thought about Corey, and I was like, oh, Corey's so nice. Sent me some. I mean, I know Corey didn't put the M&Ms in herself. Like,
how do you know?
Yeah, maybe she's the M&M fairy.
Oh, she
might,
is the M&M fairy.
Be.
Absolutely.
She might be. The fairy of good taste.
Well, she is of all good taste. Absolutely.
She is. So, yeah, I was doing some loop stuff because, NIH is trying to get catch up to all the 508 compliance. Yeah, I don't know if you know about the new 508 compliant. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Here's my AV power up. if you are working in a government building and you have a conference room with 20 people or less, mm-hmm. and that room has sound system support, some type of supported audio, according to 508 compliance, you should have assisted listening, be it IR, RF, or induction loops. Induction right. loops being one of the easiest to administer because it goes right to your T-coil hearing aid. Induction loops brought to you by Listen. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chuck, you being an expert, on that technology and, of course, the cause that you support, I mean, I think it's all very important or carries a lot of importance for this subject, and with Listen especially, but, with that technology in general.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent. It's one of the reasons I actually started working for the company I'm working for, a big proponent of 508 compliance. My company does captioning and closed captioning on the fly, and transcripts, like meeting transcripts for, files and for reading. And a lot of the, we try and make sure all of our customers are within 508 compliance. Hearing loss is a big thing to me. I had a lot of instances where I worked with people who could not hear, and being a sound guy, I don't like to listen to, I'm not going to go on a tirade about Spotify or Pandora or anything because they do broadcast at 320, which is titles, like basic broadcasting, but title broadcast at 1411, which is, CD quality. And if you can't listen to music live, you should at least listen to CD quality. So I'm really big on my ears, being able to hear and whatnot. And that hits me, guys that can't hear it. It really, gets me right there. And I want to do everything I can so people can hear,
If you could only see where it gets, Chuck.
Right in the eye patch.
Yes, Drunk Naked Pirates, if you're listening, it got Chuck right in the eye patch. And it wasn't on his eye either, so.
Yeah. Everyone should be able to listen to Corey Moss and Krista Bender's beautiful voices radiating on AV Power.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for them.
I was listening to my voice in one of the shows, and I swear it sounded like I had a lisp or a stroke. It just sounded so silly. And I hope I don't always sound like that.
A lisp and a stroke or a stroke?
One or the other.
Why don't we poll the audience that listens on Twitter and see if Chris has a lisp, a stroke, or none of the above?
Or am I even speaking English?
Right, or are you speaking English at all?
Yeah, it could be something else.
Absolutely.
So another bit of news I have for us to discuss, if you will, because I'm sure we all, you know, have these in our homes because we're just Scrooge McDucking in billions of dollars. But Michael Bay, the director, he recently selected a Barco 4K projector system for what he calls as, quote, one of his best, very best home theaters in the world, unquote. Mm-hmm. And he put it in his newly constructed Eastgate Bel Air, California home. Yeah. And essentially, he's been working with Barco for 15 years, and he claims it's his projector of choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, how many of you guys, do any of you have any kind of a home theater set up at home? Or does it just consist of, I got a TV and that's my theater?
Well, I don't have a man cave yet, but if I did, it would be a Barco projector, just saying. Yeah, I'm not Michael Bay. I don't have Michael Bay money, and I don't watch Transformers either, so sorry about that. But if I did have a nice home theater, it certainly would be the type that hopefully a Michael Bay would have, but then again, I'd have to win the lottery to be able to do that. So, but no, it's good stuff. And, you know, absolutely, Krista. I mean, anybody would love to have something like this going on in their house.
I have an iPad and I just hold it really close to my face.
And it's almost like a, you know, an 80-inch display at that point.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you think about it, like I'm like 4.5 inches from it. I actually have to turn my head to see each side.
And do you put your headphones on and crank the sound to tell yourself it's like THX or Dolby?
I do. I actually wear two sets of over-the-ear headphones. I wear like a smaller set and then a bigger set so I can have like completely surround sound. I have surrounded sound.
Hey, Chris, I'll tell you, over at Enterprise Connect, I also met with people from Dolby Labs, the VP of their UC operation, and they invited Johnny in to what are you laughing at?
The VP of UC.
The VP of UC, exactly.
The VP of UC.
Unified Communications, get with it.
Worked at LMNOP.
Vice President of Unified Communications. Yes, they have a great solution and actually invited Johnny to come in and work with me with their Dolby solution. Actually invited me out to San Francisco. So, Gary, if you're listening, let's get some tickets. Send me out to Dolby Labs in San Francisco. You're covering it. Hotel, food. I want to eat. I want to stay in a 4-star restaurant, a 4-star hotel, and I want 5-star restaurants, okay? Nothing less. You want it, you got it, pay up.
Didn't you ask for that for Enterprise Connect?
And I know.
You ended up sitting next to a chicken on the plane, eating a bag lunch.
And he was in the worst Wi-Fi hotel ever.
Right, and I get a
hot... It was called Wufu.
I get a hotel in Kissimmee, Florida, with crappy Wi-Fi. I can hardly do the show. I drop off 3 times. I say, screw it. And then I'm ready to leave, and I come back, and everybody's laughing. I have no idea why. So, yeah, Gary, thanks a lot. Okay, thanks for the mini camera too, where I did my boot. You know, I mean, we're outfitted so great, you know, for it. But you know what? I made the best of it. Put up all the interviews. All right, I did. What did I do? Like 100 videos and all of that. And you know, so yeah, they were expecting 2 or 3, and I gave them like 20. So
and there's like 4 guys in all 20.
Exactly, the same guy just dresses differently in each one.
Didn't you just make him do it over and over until they got it right? You're like, no, that's not the right thing.
Yeah, and one wore an eye patch. One wore an eye patch, the fake nose, and everything else. You know. It was great. But
nice. Victor Clouseau.
Right. Inspector Clouseau was in the videos, exactly.
Nice. At one point, Cato jumps out of underneath the booth.
Right, and tackles me, no less. So if you see the scene where, you know, we're wrestling on the floor, the camera's going up and down, that's Cato jumping me, okay?
Nice.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Rich and Chuck, yesterday was National Beer Day.
Yes, it was.
Either of you celebrate in any way?
Yeah, I didn't drink any beer.
Good.
my God.
I actually didn't drink it. My brother texted me, and he's like, hey, bro, National Beer Day. He doesn't really talk like that. But he was like, hey, bro, National Beer Day. And I'm like, yeah, I've got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's 11:30 at night, and the baby's still awake.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
How about you, Rich?
Yes, I did partake in a Shock Top Orange. It was just a generic, good, fun beer to have on a boring Tuesday night.
So on the subject of beer, Rich, what's your favorite beer?
Heineken on tap.
Heineken on tap.
Really? Okay. Rich, I didn't know that.
A conventional favorite.
A little Heine.
Yes. Yes.
A little Heine. Yeah, Rich is doing a little Heine. That's right.
But generally anything non-light, you know, non-IPA, I'll go lagers and stouts.
Outstanding.
Pretty much anything that's in my beer fridge, unless it's an IPA.
Brooklyn Brewery. Anything
nice.
Brooklyn?
Which we did the tour a few years ago.
That's right.
One of the best days ever.
I took my peeps on a Brooklyn bar crawl all the way from the great state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
You crawled from Pennsylvania to Brooklyn? Wow, that's impressive.
It was really hard on the knees and elbows. But.
Hey, listen, when I went to SUNY Albany, I did a lot of crawling too, but never that kind. It was from, you know, the bar to the dorm room, and, you know, and then there was cold pizza in the morning. So, you know, I find no better snack.
Just got it off the floor.
Exactly. I got up off. No, I didn't get up off the floor. I just reached up and grabbed the pizza out of the box and stayed on the floor.
So what about you, Chuck? What's your favorite beer if you had to list one?
I can actually list three of my favorite beers. First favorite beer being Free. Second favorite beer being Cold. Third favorite beer being the one that I'm holding.
Oh, and which one is that, Chuck?
Yeah, right, what do you now, got tonight?
I am drinking Guinness. They actually started carrying the cans of Guinness with the
Widget.
With the widget, cans of cases of Guinness at Costco.
Oh, Costco. They're a sponsor of the show now, you know.
Yeah. See, that's the weird thing with where Rich and I are being in Pennsylvania. We got such archaic beer and liquor laws that there is a Costco down in Delaware that does have the beer and liquor.
Wait, hold on. Wait, here's a clip. Liquor? I didn't even know her.
Uh-oh, wait a minute, don't say such things on this show. You don't want them getting out there, you know. Just saying.
So bad.
Anyway, so I mentioned SUNY Albany, and I hear they're considering State University of New York at Albany in Albany, New York. Shout out to you.
My alma mater.
Okay, spent about 10 years there, finally graduated.
All right, Van Wilder.
Hey, listen, I had such a good time, I decided to stay, like, six more years, you know?
Well, there are a lot of people that spend 10 years in college.
Oh, yeah, I know there are. But...
they're called doctors.
And I came out with a degree in AV. What an idiot, right?
Wow.
But anyway, so SUNY Albany was great, great place. You know, again, my alma mater, and I spent a lot of times missing the bus up to the main campus and canceling 8 o'clock classes. Who doesn't? Getting a hell of an education, including some electives you would never believe. But before I get off on that tangent, we do expect somebody to come in very shortly if she even remembers, which I hope she does, you know, because she is 5'1" of just flaming red. Okay. So heavy metal flaming red. So we're going to see if she makes it, but Chuck, carry on.
What was I talking about?
I have no idea.
I think I was talking about drinking beer. Weren't we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about
Costco
drinking
Guinness.
Beer
at Costco. Guinness at Costco. So the reason I was getting that, you remember I was drinking Costco beer a few months ago?
Yeah.
Corn hour hanging out, and I'm like kicking back the Costco light because I could get it in a 48 pack, and Guinness. You know, my beloved Guinness usually comes in a 4-pack, so getting like a 24 pack of Guinness.
Oh.
48 pack of Costco Light, but like Guinness. So I was all stoked. I bought a couple cases of Guinness, and now Guinness is dominating my beer fridge. And that's I'm doing black and tans. I'm doing car bombs. You name it. I mean, me and Guinness have been friends.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Road trip.
Road. Hey, you know what? Listen,
actually,
Rich.
You know what, guys? I was talking about, you know, as I've mentioned before, and this is the part of the show where everybody falls asleep because it involves soccer, but I am a Philadelphia Union fan.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just agonizing.
That's okay. But we've been talking about doing a road trip to go to an away game, and we're debating on coming down for a DC United game.
Oh, really? So DC United, that I would go to.
So if we do, I will let you guys know, and we can do a whole boop, boop, boop.
Oh, it's on.
How cool would that be, doing a show all together here? We could all huddle around one PC display.
Only if that show involves a poll.
And share earbuds.
A poll. Oh. As long as the poll's not connected to anybody, I'm all right.
This segment brought to you by
Paul.
Hey, by the way, before they come in, I want to say Chuck and I just co-wrote a blog that published today on Rave called Losing to Lowballers. This is nothing new, and neither are the remedies. So what's been happening is I've been looking at a lot of blogs and articles in the industry where people are talking about lowballers, how they're ruining the industry. They don't have the experience to do the jobs. And I even told my own lowball story with a security company doing a K-12 education job, winning it with actually almost no equipment specified on the job, no experience, and a horrible scope of work. I looked at their bid and said to the administrator, I'm sorry, but you're really not going to get the quality you need here. Of course, the administrator got it, but the district people didn't, as usual. So it went to them, and I'm sure it got messed up. I never heard back, and I probably wouldn't have answered them anyway. But the great thing here is Chuck decided to do add into this. So I found an article from 2010, Selling Beyond Price, and I gave a little of the article here. And there were two points: that any product or service that uniquely meets their needs, ask yourself, what value can you sell at a premium? Two things: any product or service that uniquely meets their needs, and any feature that unexpectedly adds value to the outcome, but it is difficult to quantify. I went on to discuss point one, even mentioned about structured cabling, RCDDs, cloud-hosted telephony and contact center solutions, but Chuck went on to talk about certification. So Chuck, go ahead and expand on that.
excuse me, a beer went down the wrong pipe. So my big stance, and I talked to a lot of people about this, is having the right people on the job, that how it adds value to the job. If you have people who are certified, vetted, and not just a lot of experience, but a lot of experience in the right way. I've had several guys say, I don't need that certification. I've been doing this for 30 years. And I look at their work and it's not correct. And I'm like, you've been doing it wrong for 30 years. And it's not necessarily like when you get the certification. When you get a certification, all of a sudden you're a genius. Like everything, the stars align and bright light shines on you and aliens want to probe you or whatever. But it's getting there. It's gaining the knowledge to actually take the test, pass the test, and like, all right, I have this core base of knowledge. And if enough people have the same core base of knowledge, things will start being, things will be done the same way, the right way. Mm-hmm. And that will add value to a lot of systems. I was at a meeting with some clients. They had a big RFP go out, and a bunch of different, companies got together, and we started doing the thing. They're asking questions. I'm taking measurements. And the client said, so we want this big touch screen on the wall that we can touch and everything. And so we don't have a separate rack room. So we want a credenza underneath the touch screen and to house all the equipment. And everybody's like, okay, what color do you want the credenza? How wide do you want the credenza? It's going to have to be deep because we're going to have to keep this. And they're like, yeah. And so I raised my hand and I'm like, would you show me on the wall where you want to touch this? And so they put it up. And so we pushed some furniture in the way of where they wanted to touch and said, you want your credenza right there? And they said, yeah, right there. I said, now would you touch that on the wall? And they reached up and they're like, I can't touch it. there's a credenza in the way. Like, yeah, that would be basic design principles. Don't put crap in front of the things you want to touch. And I kind of looked around and gathered business cards of the guys who were there. And like the guys that were certified kind of knew, like, I don't want to do that. And that's one of the basic principles of design and things that they teach in certification classes. So, you know, there is a lot of value to having people know certain knowledge and working on your project. You get a, you know, you get that knowledge shared, be it through training or through certification, getting the knowledge to be able to do those things. You take that test, it's kind of a vetting principle. So if I don't know somebody and they're coming up to me saying, you know, I want to work with you, the first thing I ask is, do you have a certification? Not because I want to see those little letters after your name, because I want to know you have the information that it takes to get that certification. That adds value to my job. You can do it right. I know you can do it right. I might have to work with you if you don't have it and like kind of vet you myself and see what you do. But I know if you're certified, it's just like a doctor. I can go to an old horse doctor who's never went to medical school and been sawbonesing people for, you know, 60 years and can do some hospital room surgery or some hotel room surgery, excuse me. And, you know, he might be great. I don't know that. But I know if there's a guy that's gone through medical school and has a doctorate and a, you know, MD after his name, he has to do things a certain way. There's no gamble there. He might not be as good as the guy who's doesn't have a doctorate but has been practicing on farm animals for 60 years. He might be better. But I know there's at least a certain standard that he's going to work to.
You know, Chuck, I loved your dentist and hobo with a drill reference. And I got to say, how many hobos are there out there with drills at this point?
You would
my gosh.
You would be surprised.
Well, now that there's wireless drills, I mean, they could just take them with them.
Right? Charge it up and go, right?
Yep.
And plug it in at the 7-Eleven where they're hanging out. And
all yeah.
Hey, you need a tooth drilled? $5. This guy will do it for you.
So, Rich, you got a CTS?
I am among the elite crowd who has taken it and failed once. So.
Oh, well, you know what? You've been absolved, but Chuck is going to make sure you take it again or else.
Oh, I'm taking it. Trust me.
So
I
always tell people the first time is kind of a shock. There's a lot of things, especially for technical groups, because the techs and the engineers take it and they're like, oh my God, there was so much stuff about business development. Well, yeah, CTS is a general CTS for the entire industry. You have to be fair to your BDs. You got to be fair to your sales guys. It can't just be about aspect ratios and mounting stuff. Like, sales guys have to know more. They have to know, you know, three envelope bids. They have to know what a vertical is, what your horizontal is. They have to know all the stuff and stuff about aspect ratios. And the techs that take it and they're like, yeah, man, I didn't know about all that stuff. Need to learn so you can A, appreciate it, B, know what they're talking about, and C, have a well-rounded concept for your AV industry.
Hey, by the way, we have someone on the line who I don't know. She keeps coming back. She was here last week. She's here again. I'm not even sure we can hear her right now. Bailey, are you there? Eartha Bailey.
Hello, can you hear me?
There she is.
Hi,
yes,
Bailey.
We can.
So hi, guys.
We can actually see your eyes.
Yeah, we can. 5 foot one of pure dynamite, heavy metal dynamite, okay?
That's right, yeah.
And by the way,
you can hear me scream.
Yeah, oh, can you scream tonight?
Not on the phone, I don't.
Just don't hurt my ears.
Yeah, it'll hurt.
Do it across the other side of the room. But if you could see these pink streaks in her hair, I got to tell you, this is heavy metal embodied right now. I got to tell you.
What?
Are you there with the other dude?
Yeah. Also, my kid's here too. So.
Oh, your kid's there too. Oh, okay. Good. The whole family's there. Nice. What do you know?
She's heavy metal too. She's wearing her Motorhead.
Forget about Steve. We want to see the kid.
She's playing bass.
Oh, look at her. She got a Motorhead shirt on. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. What's her name, Bailey?
Her name's Cookie.
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 Is that her real name?
Yeah.
Wow. My daughter, we call her Cookie, but that's a nickname.
Yeah, that's her actual real name legally.
Oh, wow. Cookie. Yeah. Oh, I saw Steve. There he is.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hey. What's up, Steve?
It's Steve.
What's up, Steve? He can't hear you. I got have you guys on a headset.
It's okay.
So. Oh, okay. That's no problem.
We're gonna pretend he can hear us.
Well, were you?
Well, thanks for having me back on.
Sure, we love having you on. Now, is Steve doing anything interesting tonight, or did you just decide to have him come on and say hello?
What do you want him to do interesting for the show for you guys?
Yeah, was he doing anything interesting? Was he gonna play a riff for us?
I can see if he can set it up. They want you to play a riff for them, Steve. He doesn't know how to play guitar, he says.
He doesn't know how to play guitar. He's a drummer now, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's going straight drumming. He's going to get the acoustic guitar, play a riff.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear acoustic. Forget it. I don't want unplugged. Sorry. I don't like
unplugged.
It.
Well, we just got here to the studio.
Oh, look at that. We got the acoustic. Go ahead, Steve. Do some Metallica acoustic for us.
He wants Metallica acoustic.
That was it.
That was it. They're upset with that.
He's like, Steve was like, I'm in the middle of eating dinner, like, and you want me to put Corey, I'm gonna come to your house when you're eating dinner and be like, crank me out a quote.
I'm going to get a knock on my door one day. It's going to be Steve Craig saying, you know what? I'm bothering you now at dinner time.
Write me a proposal. Yeah, exactly. Right now.
Write me a proposal.
And
right.
Then I'll blog.
Yeah. So, Bailey, say hi to Rich Prevett.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Bailey. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm sitting here enjoying myself for the last
hour. Hey, Bailey. Yeah, go ahead.
For the last hour and for the last hour.
He really hasn't been enjoying himself. He has no idea how long he's been here.
See, he could be enjoying himself. We can only see him from the neck up.
Yeah,
that's
Rich, really.
Awesome.
Really.
No, that is awesome.
I'm sorry you walked into that one. So anyway, Bailey, what's going on with you guys? You talked last week about, you know, you guys are going to be working on an album. Tour. Are you coming to Rich's neck of the woods in Brooklyn, New York?
Oh, yes, for sure. Definitely.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where we want to head out to, New York.
See? There you go. Yeah. We're all heading in if you go into New York.
Well, I'm from Ontario, which is just above New York, and I lived on the border, so I was often down there. And that's where all the good music comes from, New York and the East Coast.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you cross the border illegally?
You didn't really when I was a kid, I mean, you didn't need to have all these parameters across the border. It wasn't all technical like it is now. You just go over. No big deal.
Like, I don't really think we have like an immigration problem from Canada, do we? Like, they're like, no. Nah, you guys can keep that shit.
I think Canada's the least of our worries right now.
Yeah, you gotta keep all the ice backs out of America.
Ice backs, that's nice.
We have enough trouble with Minnesotans, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I just got that.
Oh, Bailey brought it tonight, let me tell you.
That's awesome.
AV Power Up brought to you by DITM and Bailey, who never fails to amuse us.
Awesome. Glad I could be of service.
Yes, you have been.
Yeah, Bailey, you were quite adorable in a lit environment. Like, you were like looking like a cute little high school girl last week, but now quite adorable.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. They're very flattering.
He's actually adorably adorable.
I bet you Steve would beg to differ. I have my moments of.
I'm sure Steve begs to differ.
He begs for a lot of things.
Hey, Bailey, who runs the band?
Steve, for sure. I'll be honest. It's him.
No, it's not. It's you.
Well, yeah.
What happens if you decide to walk away one day? What's he going to do?
He'll just sing. You see what he does. He does everything. He's crazy.
Yeah, but if you walk away, what's he going to do? If you say, Steve, I've had it. I'm leaving. I'm moving to Brooklyn.
He'll miss me. I know that.
He will? Sure. You sure about that?
He would follow her to Brooklyn.
You think he would follow her, huh? He'd be a Brooklyn native.
If he didn't, that would be a big mistake for him.
All right, you know what?
The whole band and movie.
Yeah. You know what, Bailey? This is what, Rich, give us some Brooklyn.
Hey. Come over here. You can't park your car over there. Move that car.
So what I want to do is get Steve on right now to give us some Brooklyn. All right? Get him on. I want Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Interrupt his dinner.
They want you to talk Brooklyn to them.
Yo.
All right. Rich, give it to him again. We're going to have Steve talk Brooklyn.
Yo, where are you from? What part of Brooklyn are you from, Steve?
Chilliwack.
Chilliwack. I know where Chilliwack is. Yeah,
we're hired from Chilliwack, yo.
Yo. Hey, Steve, what do you think of moving to Brooklyn with Bailey?
Sure.
Sure.
I'll try anything three times.
Do you know Steve's response to everything is, yeah, sure. Oh, man. So, Steve, we were going to ask Bailey, but we'll ask you, when's the new album coming?
Soon. When the drummer's healed up, then we'll start. He just had surgery, appendicitis.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture on Facebook. He's back.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah.
Did his appendix get removed by a doctor, or was it in a hotel room?
Steve did it.
See, I want Steve to do my surgery. I would trust him. I would be like, you know, screw the hobo with the drill. I want Steve to do it in a hotel room.
Yeah, in a hotel room. Steve shreds a guitar. Why the hell not, you know? Yeah.
Steve does it all, man.
Yeah. I like it. Drums, guitar, bass. Get this guy involved. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Surgery's next, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
Take him to the UN and solve our peace problem. And
all
that shit.
Sure. You guys don't want to know how Steve would solve the peace problem, okay? We won't mention that.
With love.
Oh, my God. Where did I find these guys? They're hilarious.
Oh, my God.
They're as funny as they are talented.
They are. If you heard that mad intro, that was Steve Craig, DITM. He does the intro for AV Power
Up. Yes. He is something. Steve, I think I said it last time. I'm going to say it again. You are something else, man. Going into the studio, cutting the song that same day. We had it in time for the first show. I mean, again, Steve, you know, you and Bailey, you guys are tremendous. And I can't wait till you guys get that album out. I really can't.
Yeah, neither can we.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Steve's like, I laid down all the guitar tracks already, did all the bass tracks. I'm just waiting on this freaking drummer.
Yeah.
The freaking drummer, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. The freaking drummer. Yeah. There you go. And we're actually waiting for our next guest to call in because he has the wrong call-in information. Gee, whose fault is that?
You're fired, Corey.
You're fired.
Oh my gosh. You're fired.
Rich, tell him he's fired.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're fired. Yeah. There you go. You did your best Trump, right, Rich?
No.
Not yet.
Wait. I'm going to go tune up my guitar. I'll talk to you guys later.
Sweet. All right, buddy.
See ya.
All right, buddy. Nice talking to you. So as I look for the right phone number and ID, is Bailey still with us? Is she gone?
No, Bailey's here.
Hey, Bailey.
Hi.
Tell us about Cookie.
Cookie? She's awesome. She's my little rugrat, and she loves the music, and she makes up her own songs sometimes. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, last night Steve and I were rehearsing, and she was just singing all the lyrics that I was singing. It was pretty awesome. I'm thinking getting her involved in the band pretty soon.
What is her favorite band?
Her favorite band's Guns N' Roses.
Ooh, nice.
She loves Axl Rose. She asks for him all the time. I know. Her middle name's Rose after Axl.
Cool. So is she like the 1990s, like thin and in shape Axl Rose, or does
or the
she like
bloated mess that's now?
she loves all incarnations of Axl Rose, fat, thin.
That's a true fan of the present Axl Rose. More power to you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I don't know. It's a pretty good band for a little baby to get started on, I think, GNR.
Yeah.
It's better than like, I don't know what the kids are listening to, the Katy Perry or whatever. I think it's better.
Oh, God. You bet.
Yeah, I have a big issue. I went on a rant before about today's music. It's not even like music. I saw a band at the Grammys. And they were actually playing their instruments, and I was surprised.
Like, oh, yeah.
it wasn't somebody singing with a bunch of dancers and backing tracks and like 3D projectors mapping behind him. And it was a band with guitars and drums.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That's pretty rare these days.
Yeah, it is rare these days to
see it. You guys are the, you know, technological AV power up. You guys want to see the studio? I could show you guys all this gear. I don't know much about it, but this is the studio. There's Steve with the guitar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there he is with his axe. Steve's got the axe.
There's all kinds of green things in here. A green clock.
A green clock in the studio.
Look at these.
We get these little
are blue balls. Chinese blue balls.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
we got Chinese blue balls.
Whoa. We use the Apple products for the Pro Tools. I know you don't love Apple, Corey, but...
Whoa, when did I say that?
I love Apple.
I like Apple.
So do I.
I even like iSheep.
iSheep.
Apple people are iSheep.
I love the iSheep. I don't know. I use this phone. I figured out this little Zoom app, so I don't have to pay for all that long distance.
There you go. We knew you'd get it.
Yeah, there's some Marshall amplifiers right there.
There you go. Are there any other band members there right now?
No, just the.
Where is that drummer? We need to talk to him.
He's probably still in the hospital bed.
Really? He went back to the hospital. He said, "I'm going back. I can't take this."
Yeah, we'll definitely have to hook you up with the drummer and get him on one of the shows.
All right, so any beat up a guy stories, Bailey, that you got for us?
Not lately. I'm legally bound to telling those stories right now.
Oh, that's right. We went over that in the last show.
Yeah. Hey, was that got dark.
Was that Pete back there? Was that Pete?
Pardon?
Was that Pete in the studio?
Yeah, that's Pete in the studio.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Pete! What's up, Pete?
They're saying hi, Pete. Here, I'll give him a headset.
Pete. Yeah, let's talk to Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Pete. How's it going?
All right.
Good.
We're just about to partake in the 10th partition or 10th variation of this band. they're going metal and / industrial.
Nice.
I like that.
Hey, Pete, are they driving you out of your mind?
I'm used to it. I've known Steve for, 20 years, 20-plus years.
That's true. You're used to it.
So he puts up with my S-H-I-T, and I put up with...
Oh, no, you can say it on this show. You don't have to spell it.
Well, that's not illegal in the U.S. or Canadians.
No, it's not illegal. You can say that word on this
show. We drink Kokanee and say that all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Be totally uninhibited.
Talk that shit, boy.
Yeah, there you go.
So what's going on down there? Lots of wacky politics in Indiana.
Oh, my God.
There's so much going on.
We're hearing about, I'm a left winger, but I sort of agree.
Do you play hockey?
Well, yeah, he's Canadian.
I think he'd make a better center.
Not all Canadians play hockey.
All two of them don't, right?
Right.
Here's nice talk to you. Here's Bailey.
Uh-oh. Oh, Bailey's back.
I'm back. You guys.
He didn't like the hockey comment.
Yeah, tell Pete that, you know.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Tell Pete if he was Asian, I would have said he would have known karate.
No, karate. We're used to those hockey comments.
What's wrong with that? You're used to hockey comments? Really?
Yeah.
You're only in Vancouver.
I know.
You have the Canucks, you know.
The Canucks suck. They just got to the playoffs. They're going to fail again. That's the worst.
They're in the playoffs. They're going to fail. Oh, who was that?
That was Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
I live downtown. Last time the Canucks were in the playoffs, they made it real far, right? And, of course, what happens? They riot over here in Vancouver.
Do they?
They
like
rioted. Didn't you guys know that there was a big, huge riot here?
Like Detroit?
Yeah.
So a Canadian riot is a bunch of people singing Kumbaya real loud.
I wish.
At top volume, right.
No, it's ridiculous. I was living downtown, and I'm standing on my balcony, and there's smoke flying everywhere, cars on fire, police cars on fire.
And just a regular day in Vancouver.
Yeah, over hockey, I think.
Hey, Bailey, I'm starting to think you're turning over the cars and starting the fires.
Like I said, at this point, I'm not allowed to discuss my...
No, don't do that. Don't say that.
I'm thinking of joining the force, becoming a cop myself. I think it's the only way.
I thought you were talking about being a Jedi first.
Using the force. There's a really cool microphone. You guys,
and the force be with you, Bailey.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
It's like one of those Elvis Presley microphones.
Yeah.
Hey, Bailey, can we hear you sing a little? Not scream, just sing.
I don't know. I'd have to like have a song going on.
You're a
on.
Singer. Would you sing something? You don't need a song.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but this is heavy metal. I mostly scream everything. Right?
Okay.
It's pretty hardcore.
Okay, scream light low. Okay.
So if you sing a song, Corey will write a proposal.
Yes, I'll write a proposal right now if you sing me a song.
You guys are going to get a video really soon, and I want you guys can play it right on your show.
A video. Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice.
We're going to do a live video here in this studio, see?
Well, you know, Bailey, I'll tell you what, in 2 weeks we're doing a video show. What do you think? Can we get this in 2 weeks?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. We're doing this within the next week or so.
All right. We're doing a video show in 2 weeks, so this will be perfect.
Yeah, that is perfect. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We like to do like the live studio videos, right?
Yeah.
So the audio is recorded live and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Excellent. Yeah. So I'm sorry, but Leonard Susskind was supposed to be with us, but unfortunately, it's my fault, Leonard. But what we were going to talk about was Leonard's wife, Corinne, who had major back surgery. So I'll update everybody. Corinne is doing great. Leonard told me some really good things today about her and how she's doing. So Leonard did have a campaign to raise money for the surgery. It went very successfully. And, you know, Corinne, like I said, is doing a great job now. And Leonard, sorry you didn't get in, but, you know, big shout out to you from all of us and to Corinne. And, you know, just give her all our best and, you know, keep on keeping on, you know. Absolutely.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Krista, where are we going?
Where are we going? Well, you know what?
Hey, Bailey, you can stick around or yeah, whatever you want to do, you know.
I'm going to sign off right now. I'm going to go and take care of this business I have going on here. But thanks for having me again.
Yeah.
And I look forward to showing off the band really soon here to you guys in the video form.
All right. Oh. See you, cuteness.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. See you, Bailey.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay. I think there's something that I want to hear you talk about, Corey. Don't you have a little bit of some Crestron news for me?
Yeah. Well, we're kind of calling this Converge This, but it's actually going to be kind of a serious take because, Sarah Abrams on March 31st put out an article, Crestron Ships RL2. And if you're not familiar with the Crestron RL, it is now the RL2, and what it is, it's their all-in-one Microsoft Link Room system, which actually now Skype for Business. They're calling it the company's second-generation Microsoft Link and Skype for Business collaboration system. So just to read a little more, the RL2 codec claims a number of new features, including a fully integrated digital media receiver, native Crestron Fusion connectivity for room monitoring, multiple audio input configurations, and versatile mounting options. Crestron RL2 includes a TSW-style touchscreen controller. Integrators can add the optional custom elements required for your application, display, camera, microphone, and speakers. Now, at Enterprise Connect, I spoke with Steve Sampson, their Director of Business Development. I'm pretty sure I've got your title right, Steve. And Steve did a video for me about the Crestron RL2. And the thing that really captivates me with this is the fact that it is a Crestron touch panel controller where you have the ability to, control everything in the room, AV devices, lighting, shades, as well as the system. So I find this to be a tremendously robust solution as an all-in-one product. Hopefully the integrators are really leveraging this. There are others out there, but I see the RL2 is probably the best. There are others out there, and hopefully, again, they're leveraging this because it's a great strategy to me.
Awesome. That is great. I agree 100% with everything that you just said.
She wasn't listening. We're totally like IMing each other. Like,
Chuck,
hey,
and I were like, hey, what are you
having for dinner?
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. Hey, by the way, I saw a great recipe on Facebook for chicken and cashew something. So I think stir fry. So hey, Marika, do you like chicken and cashew stir fry?
No.
Oh,
I was going to do that at the beginning of the weekend and have like Stir Friday.
Stir Friday. Oh, can we be invited to that?
Oh, Stir Friday.
Do you know Chuck loves bacon, Marika?
I do love
Everyone loves bacon.
Oh.
And now I love you, Marika.
Marika, you have instant love on 80 Power Up from Chuck Espinoza. Chuck eats bacon cupcakes, you know.
I do eat bacon cupcakes. Yeah. I eat bacon cupcakes with my bacon.
Right? He has a side of bacon with his bacon cupcakes.
I do.
That picture you sent this last weekend, Chuck, was unbelievable with the amount of food that you ate. The pile of bacon was just extraordinary.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was so good.
I mean, I could have taken a bath in that amount of bacon.
Had 30 pieces of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
Four eggs, three sausage biscuits, and actually, I ended up killing like 2 40-ounce cups of coffee.
And then killing something else later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So it looks like, you know, right now we're waiting to see if stuff and things come
guess
in.
Guess what?
Oh, there he is. Oh,
it's like you said. It's like you said, Beetlejuice.
What do we got? I don't know what we got. We got Johnny Moda.
Corey's so fluffy. He's like, Johnny's here.
Oh, shit. I got to put Johnny my stuff on mute.
So we've got Marika. We've got Johnny Moda. I mean, we've got a full boat, right? And we got Rich Prevet. Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Corey.
You're sure about that?
I'm living large.
Yeah, he's living large. There you go. Hey, Marika, you ever been to Brooklyn?
No, I haven't been.
This guy lives in Brooklyn.
Or I'm from Brooklyn. I live down in Pennsylvania now.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's from Brooklyn. He lives in PA. Yeah. Oh, I see. So you know what he says, Marika? He says, hey, how you doing?
I'm in witness protection, but don't tell anybody.
His name really isn't Rich Prevet, is it?
I don't know if you want to be recorded then.
I'm hiding in plain sight. Nobody.
Hey, by the way, Rich, we post pictures of this on Twitter, so you may want to change your name again.
Twitter, what's that?
Twitter. Twitter, what's that? Hey, Johnny.
Hi, how's it going, everybody?
Hi, Johnny.
Okay. So... We got a few people right now. We got Miss Marika from Tier PM. But I tell you what, Marika, before we go with the Tier PM hot jobs and all, Johnny, what's up?
So kind of on life is bigger than you and things like that. I had one of those days where someone reached out to me, a large manufacturer, and it's kind of a touching story. So for everyone listening, if you can, I've already reached out to Salamander Designs and things like that. I'm coordinating with Dolby and the Make-A-Wish Foundation for the Bay Area child whose last wish was to have a home theater in their house. And they have most of the product already there. Unfortunately, usually in these types of things, deadline is very short because of the terminal situation. So where we're at right now is I'm trying to get theater seating for the home within the next 2 weeks. And typically with the people that I work with, I can't even order something in that amount of time. So I'm looking to reach out to someone maybe locally or far that can get me seating in roughly an 8x10 theater-ish room for the family and to kind of help make this child's wish come true. I'm not charging. I'm just coordinating, facilitating, and really trying to look for something that's available within the next 2 weeks. And go ahead.
No, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they have the ability to either provide you with gear or the money to buy the gear for them?
Yeah, you can reach me on my email. My personal email is Johnny Moda, JohnnyMota, @gmail.com. Reach out to me, and I can put you in touch with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And like I said, I've reached out to several different people all throughout the communities. I'm kind of speaking with the president at Salamander right now. I haven't heard yet because it was kind of an all-day thing, reaching different people. Anything you can do to help with specifically it's the seats at this point. I think that's the last thing on the list that we're at. So again, you know, life is bigger than just you. And I'm trying, and I had one of those days where I was just really trying to coordinate, you know, one of those things. They're fairly close to me. And unfortunately I don't have something that I can just give to them right there in stock. And if I ordered it today, it was not going to get here within the 2 weeks. So if you want to reach me on my email, that's fine. If you want to call me, 707-332-3736. Either one is good, and feel free to reach out and help if you can, and I appreciate it.
You know, we do PSAs on this show, and of course, Marika and I are going to do the tier PM. But, you know, I mean, Johnny, that's just a heck of a public service announcement. And, yeah, I hope everybody out there is listening. Johnny did give his phone number. Please call Johnny only if you have information for this.
Yeah.
Not any other reason.
Because I already watch him sleep. He doesn't need any.
Right. He needs nobody else to listen or watch him sleep.
Krista, you watched me sleep, but you didn't watch me get dressed today. I'm not wearing black.
I know. Right.
Although
did you notice?
Black underneath, so.
Did you notice? Yeah.
You know what? I was so happy that Johnny was here that I actually didn't notice. I got the black hat, so I'm like, all right, there's black, so we're good.
I was waiting for you to say something. Like, is she going to say anything? Did she notice? Did she not notice? I feel left out.
Yeah. You know, the when you got dressed, I think that was like the time when I was like playing with your puppy.
Hmm.
Is that a metaphor?
It's a metaphor for playing with your puppy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, and so there are three of us wearing black shirts. You're not wearing a black shirt, right, Marika?
I am wearing a black shirt.
Oh, there's four of us wearing black shirts.
I'm a little short in my seat, so it's hard to see.
Oh, so Steve, is there anything on your shirt? Is just a black shirt? Steve, I'm Rich.
Who the hell, Steve?
Can I call you Steve?
Your name is Steve now. Go with
it. Yes. Now your name is Steve. You're back in witness protection. So, Krista, what's on your shirt?
I'm wearing the Crestron.
Anyway, Marika, before I get...
Did you two record me while I was sleeping this morning?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And we watched Eugene get dressed, too, by the way.
Someone's got him.
Marika, is there anything on your shirt?
Nope, just plain black.
Okay, that's cool. But anyway, so I actually sent out a tweet with a picture of my Crestron swag that was sent. And Krista got it, too, and Hope got it, too. Chuck, did you get your swag?
I did get my Crestron swag.
Well, why aren't you wearing it?
Because, as you can see, there is paint on my shirt. I had to give something a little touch-up real quick, and I didn't want to get...
Don't touch yourself while you're doing that, okay?
Little touch-up, and I didn't want to get paint on my new Crestron swag shirt.
I do have to say that this shirt is not... And not because it says Crestron. It quite honestly could have been from any manufacturer, but it is the most comfortable ever.
It is, I got to tell you.
It's so soft.
I put this on. Oh, unbelievable.
And it fits, not unlike my daughter's shirt I was wearing this weekend.
Why, Chuck?
2-year-old daughter. Hey, by the way, I got to meet Chuck's 2-year-old daughter the other day. He showed up in Dulles Town Center. And so I'm in the store. Chuck walks in. I go, what the hell are you doing here? I said, oh, that's right. You live here.
And I just didn't walk in and talk to him. I got uncomfortably close until.
Yes, he did.
I was like literally like up in his.
Yeah.
And he looks up like, what the? Oh, hey, it's you.
It was like face to face. You know, it was like, I was like, who is this dude that's coming in like, you know, face to face with me here?
That looks like he lives under a bridge.
Yeah, it was disturbing, actually. But anyway, so as I was saying, Krista and I are wearing the shirts that Marla Suttenberg arranged for us to get. And Joyce at Crestron, thank you so much for coordinating this.
Thanks
for arranging this for us.
So this will be the episode where I'm not stroking out, but Corey is.
So, yes, Krista normally strokes out, but on this one, I am I'm stroking out. Anyway, John, you bring any more thuffs or stings?
Yeah, let's get some more things in here.
You know, my day has really been consumed by the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Dolby stuff to really try and help facilitate this. With all the other stuff I had going on today with work, and, you know, and the normal flow, that has really been, like, taking over. And it's only been, you know, a short day. But
did you get to
hold on, beer pack. No, I didn't. But I don't get breaks. I don't get breaks. And with this, I was really just trying to like reach out to as many people as possible. You know, I realize this is just like one portion of like the final like thing. And, you know, and my boss and at work, like we have a really nice theater. And I, you know, short of giving them that product, you know, they were welcome to do the theater for all I care. They can keep it. You know, it's a beautiful theater. I've let them know that they can have access to our theater whenever they like. James Loudspeaker has a beautiful, beautiful theater that's two blocks from us, and all I have to do is make a phone call to make them go up there. My boss also has offered free play rides and things like that. You know, it's still not the last thing on the list. I'm just trying to, you know, reach out to everyone who can help make this happen.
Hey Johnny, yeah. We were talking about Michael Bay's $1 billion home theater. Have you seen Transformers? Do you like it?
I've seen the original one.
Yeah. So you paid for his $1 billion home theater then?
I don't think I personally did. I think it was all the explosions that he that he did.
I refuse to pay into his his thing, you know. I'm sorry. I refuse.
I loved the cartoon so much as a child that I just saw no reason to see the movies.
Right, exactly. The cartoons are it. Michael Bay, your Transformers bore the hell out of me. So
I don't know. I mean, I think most people probably saw Megan Fox and they're like, Megan Fox, and they got to the theater and they're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Well, you know, Transformers was the first video that started locking out the first Blu-ray that started locking out the composite output Blu-ray players. Yeah, it had a little bit of code in there that said, oh, no more analog for you.
Right, exactly. I don't want a Michael Bay home theater, do you?
I'd like Michael Bay's home theater. If I got Michael Bay's home theater, I would donate it to Johnny's cause.
Yes! So, Michael Bay, if you're listening, donate that home theater that you really don't need because you're too rich anyway to Johnny's cause. So, everybody, if you know Michael Bay, give him Johnny's phone number. Michael, cough it up, okay? And give it to this nice family, okay? So wait a second. We're challenging Michael Bay, Wade Boggs. Who else?
We haven't challenged Wade.
We haven't challenged Wade.
We might as well start again.
Cross country and drinking 60 beers.
Yes,
or whatever.
That's a weekend for Chuck and I.
Right. Exactly.
That's one episode for you guys.
Exactly. So, Marika, Tier PM.
Yes.
This woman is the one who provides the hot jobs for every show, but she has come on to actually read some of the hot jobs.
Yay.
And she's
going
to do such a great job with it, right? I'm stroking out.
Stroke.
Chuck, could you call a doctor?
Call an ambulance. Call a hobo.
Hobo with a drill, right? Call hobo with a drill. I don't care. Anyway, Marika, Tier PM, one of the best recruiting firms in the AV industry. Marika, go ahead. We'll let you tell the Tier PM story, and then we'll get on to the hot jobs.
All right. Just a little bit of an intro, or?
Yeah. Do your thing.
Okay. We're a boutique staffing agency, and we specialize in AV and IT workforce solutions. So we do a lot of permanent temp staffing, temp to hire, or RPOs. And we really, you know, what's special about us is we have a background in IT and AV. So we're not those general recruiters where, you know, we'll look at a resume and have no idea what the heck Crestron is or what an installer or designer is. So we're actually able to really understand someone's resume and also help our candidates out, you know, improve their resume so they have, you know, they can market and brand themselves better. And then also help our employers, you know, really find the right talent, because we're not just asking very generic questions or not really understanding what our candidates are about or what their background is. So we really understand, you know, what they're looking for.
Okay, excellent. And anybody have anything to add to that? Anybody?
I'm uploading my resume right now.
Rich is sending you his resume. Steve is sending me his resume at this very moment.
I have a question for Marika. If I'm an AV recruiter, or not recruiter, if I'm a manufacturer or someone with a job and wants to post it, what's the best way to reach you?
You can check us out on tierpm.com or, you know, there's direct. I can be reached at my direct email. I don't know if I should be putting it out here on this podcast, though, Corey.
No, we'll figure that out.
Yeah. You told me safe. Anybody messes with you, I'll come get him.
Yeah, right. Chuck is going to take care of this if anybody emails you, okay?
But we answer everybody right away. So, you know, if we get contacted, there's a very quick turnaround. So that's you know, we want to make sure we build those lasting relationships with both our clients and employers. So job seekers and employers.
Okay. So tierpm.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And all right. So, Marika, are you ready to do this? Are you prepared for the onslaught that's coming your way when you announce these jobs? Okay.
I've heard your show, so I'm hopefully I'm prepared.
I'm so sorry.
We really like you.
Do you know she listens to every show and comes back for more?
Both of them?
Both of them. That's right.
I feel like maybe you should be having a beer while doing this, but that's just a suggestion.
Yeah. No.
Or wine, if that's your preference. I don't know.
Or both.
Shots,
right? Tequila. Yep, you bet. Marika, don't wait. Go right ahead. Launch into the hot jobs. So
we'll start with job number 293, account representative for Exhibitor Trade Show Sales in Orlando, Florida. The ideal candidate will have a minimum of 3 years of demonstrated outside sales experience working and selling in a convention, trade show, and exhibitor industries. Must have familiarity with AV, IT, lead retrieval, attendee tracking, and registration software solutions. So that's our first hot one in Orlando.
Wait a minute. You read that way too fast. We don't read these. Well, I do. I read them fast, but, you know, you can read them a little slower.
All right, I'll try to slow down.
So anyway, exhibitor trade show sales. I actually tell you the truth. I went for one of those jobs a long time ago. I kind of like the exhibitor trade show situation. So, hey, Steve or Frank or whatever your name is.
That's UL train.
Would you like this job, Steve or Rich?
I'm uploading my resume. I want this Florida job. I got to get out of here.
You don't want to move to Orlando. They got shitty Wi-Fi, man.
I'm just not staying in
Disneyland there.
No, go move to Disneyland. Exactly. Okay. Mariko will get you a job in Disneyland.
They have AV in Disney.
I wear a costume.
Is it Disney World or Disneyland there?
No, Disneyland.
Disney World. You're right. Correction.
Oh, wait. No. You're in Disneylandville, right, Mariko?
California, Disneylandville, yes.
That's Orlando, where Johnny is. Johnny's in California.
Yeah, we're actually in talks about redoing their entire audio system there.
But there talk about
that. Oh, that's going to be a fun project.
There. Hey, Marika, can you hire people for that project?
I wish.
Johnny, get her on that one, would you?
All right. Well, if I get it, I'll let you know, and then I'll sadly say, oh, someone already has it.
That's all right. There you go.
I'll let you know. You'll hear about it all over the internet if I get it.
Be prepared for the Disneyland job, okay? All right, on to the next one.
All right, next one. So I'm going to say this is still hot since you guys read it last week. It's job 291. It's our design consultant for AVIT systems integration, and this is in Houston, Texas.
Houston.
Yes.
Where the steers are bigger and better.
That's right by Denver, isn't it?
Yes.
Wait, Victoria lives in Denver, doesn't she?
They're neighbors.
They are neighbers.
Relatively.
Go ahead. Hurry up, Marika, or else don't get a word in edgewise.
The ideal candidate will have at least 3 years of AVPM and or AV design engineer experience and knowledge of video conferencing, unified communications, video displays, digital signage, and control systems. Must be familiar with commercial building construction, this is smart buildings, design, as well as technical understanding of voice over IP, networking, data storage, and cabling.
Do you know what they got down in Houston, Marika?
What do they have?
Great barbecue.
They better.
Yeah, right. If you're gonna work in Texas,
right? Texas you, barbecue.
Yeah, if you're gonna work in Texas, there better damn well be good barbecue there, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think it's a requirement, right?
Yeah.
If there's such a thing as bad barbecue in Texas, I think they're just gonna close up.
They're just doing it wrong.
Be embarrassed. Yeah.
So, Marika, what you need to do is scope the area, and if somebody calls you and says, "Is there good barbecue nearby?" you can tell them yes or no.
All right.
All right.
Like, here's a recommendation. Now take this job.
Yes. Well, you can give the restaurant recommendations, hotel, where to live. It's freaking hot and humid down there. You know, you could tell them everything.
All right. I'll do that. I think they'll help.
You think so?
Maybe not.
Maybe you should start. What is that restaurant online site, you know, where they tell people where they should eat?
Yelp.
Yeah. You should start your own Yelp.
I could.
What
for
do you
Houston.
Know?
Houston barbecue.
No, we're talking worldwide.
Worldwide barbecue?
No, not.
I got some barbecue from Bratislava. It was off the chain. Literally, they scraped it off a chain.
No, when people go to ISE, they can find out where the best barbecue is and monkey nuts are, right?
Yeah, and create an app for it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, it's your PM app. So anyway, Marika, I am actually contracted to read at least two tier PM jobs.
Okay. All right.
So okay. I have to do this. Now you can criticize me if you want. throw it at me. Anyway, these are two jobs from last week. And actually, Dave Millison, the drummer of Drunk Naked Pirates, read these two jobs. How about that, Marika?
Oh, I missed these. This is when I got zapped out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Marika, the drummer of Drunk Naked Pirates, Dave Millison, in his usual pirate voice, read these two jobs in D.C. So I'm going to do it this week, okay?
All right.
Let me see if I can sell these jobs, because obviously Dave didn't, all right? So anyway, still hot this week. Job number 290, audiovisual designer, commercial integration, Washington, D.C., Metro. The ideal candidate will have at least 3 to 5 years of recent experience as a design technician or AV systems design engineer. Candidate needs to be skilled in the design, install, and support of AV and security solutions, as well as experience writing scopes of work, SOWs for short, and finalizing system deployments and build-outs. Did you change this description, Marika, or is it still the same? I don't remember this.
This is a really good description.
I just sorted it a little bit because I found some of the descriptions too long, so I was trying to get a little bit more succinct.
Yeah. No, I got to tell you did a great job with this one because it is succinct. I say that three times fast. But anyway, so 3 to 5 years is of recent experience. That's pretty good. What do you think, Chuck?
Sure.
Should they show up with a toolkit?
They should show up with the toolkit.
Who brings their own tools to a job?
They should show up with a toolkit in 3 to 5 years. If you have 3 to 5 years of doing something, you're probably either doing it really right or really wrong.
Yeah.
So I would
knowledge to be dangerous.
Yeah, and the toolkit. And if you show up with the toolkit, that's definitely a plus.
Like, you never know. They could want to relocate. Things happen.
Wait, this is for a design job? No toolkit. I don't want my designers doing that. Like,
red pencil, man.
Yeah, here's a T-square and some drafting paper.
Yeah, there you go. So, how did we get the T-square and drafting paper?
Tools, man. Design.
Analog design.
Oh. Yeah, man. I know architects that swear by it, but they are all on the Mac. I'm like, what? You're backwards.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm sorry, I have to send a message right now. So talk amongst yourselves.
Carter's like, wait up, I just got a text. Hold on a second. And later, we're going to go karaoke.
Yeah.
You know,
it's karaoke night. Oh, my God.
First up, more than a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Whole lot of love. Tell the karaoke guy. Whole lot of love.
Make sure
the karaoke guy to not let anybody else pick this song.
Maybe and make sure they spell whole with a W.
Hey Marika, if I was to do a song, which one would you want me to do?
A song?
Yeah, any song.
How about Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Only because it'd be really funny.
I do Judy Garland.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right. Let me warm up my pipes and maybe, God willing, I can. No, I don't think so.
I want to hear Wrecking Ball.
Wrecking Ball.
I
can work on that. Anyway, still hot this week. Job number 289, audiovisual support engineer, Washington, D.C. The ideal candidate will have a minimum of 4 years of recent audiovisual customer service support and troubleshooting experience on a diverse range of audio, video, connectivity, cabling, and control systems. Must have experience troubleshooting and supporting Extron, Crestron, Biamp, Clear One, as well as digital signage integrated solutions. Hey, did I read that well, or are those well, Marika?
You did.
Did so I?
You did read it fast like you said you do, but it was good. Understandable.
Okay. So, well, thank you very much.
Recent audio video experience. So if they're like, if they work exclusively in X in S video, that's like not money. I mean,
probably not.
It said recent. What is recent audio video experience?
Yeah.
With it from now and then within the last probably 3 or 4 years. Okay. Some people do step away when they do, you know, a career switch, and then they come back. So it wouldn't be considered recent if it was maybe 5+ years ago. Hmm. So sometimes, you know, a lot of employers are not sure you'd still have the skill set unless you kept it relevant. Doing, you know, things on the side like freelancing or projects or something.
Okay. So if I was doing AV like back in the 90s and I stepped out to be a rock star and I came back to do AV, like I should
be a rough sell.
Dude, can I work your VTC? No? Rock on. It's cool.
But maybe the event technology field might take you.
Right. There you go. So, Rich, what do you think? You want any of these jobs?
You know what? I want to take audio visual support engineer so I can work down in Virginia with you.
Really? You want to be, yeah. You want to be with
Come
me
on.
And Chuck?
That would actually be pretty cool.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I'm in. I'm trying to fill out the application now, but right. My flip phone is not letting me do
it. He's trying to do it from the phone. He's got to press like 555. Oh wait, 555.
Hey, Marika, get this guy a job, would you?
I'm putting my resume for this last.
Did you see right now the resume is coming to Marika right now? Okay, she's got to start working on it. You're making work for this woman.
And all it says is JKL:JKL:.
He's like, who's this rich guy and why can't he spell?
Hey, Marika, do you know he used to wear the shorts and deliver the stuff for a company out there that I got wrong? But, you know, he was that guy, you know, carrying the boxes and everything.
I never threw them.
Then you switched careers then, huh?
Yes, he did.
Yes, I'm brand spanking new in this field, and yeah. I love every day.
But he has 3 to 5 years of delivery experience. Does that count?
Well, he's got 4 years of recent experience.
Well, yeah, sure, he's got 4 years of recent experience. And he doesn't have a CTS yet, Marika, but God damn it, he's going to have one soon.
All right.
This close.
Yes.
Even better.
This close.
Yes.
More marketable.
So
I don't know about that.
Have you ever, Rich, enlightened anyone to the arrow on FedEx, the FedEx arrow?
Yes, I have, many times.
Has anyone not seen the FedEx arrow?
Occasionally, they need a little bit of, you know, you grab them by the back of the head and say, look, it's right there. occasionally.
Marika, I think he's perfect for one of these jobs.
It sounds like it. Send your resume.
Hey, listen, would you arrange a interview for him and he can come here and Chuck and I will vouch for him?
I will totally co-sign.
On your special skills, he would put people person.
But you know what we'll do, Rich? You know what we'll do, Rich? We'll all go out drinking before the interview. What do you think?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Just for everybody online, I'm twisting my arm. Really.
Yeah, good.
You know what?
Good. Actually, I do have to say from experience, Rich is a really good drinking buddy.
Oh,
so,
there you go. Well, so's yeah. Chuck. So we're all in good company.
Yeah.
Oh. So boy. Anyway, what do you think, Krista?
Yeah, I have to say on that note, it's time to wrap things up. I want to thank Steve, Craig, and Bailey for joining us earlier in the evening.
Yep.
To talk about sound and music and all that. I want to thank Marika from Tier PM from joining us. You know, I love hearing somebody besides Corey talk about these jobs.
And Dave Millicent,
which I missed.
Yeah.
I want to thank Rich Pervetti for coming in and joining us. It's been a pleasure, and I hope that we didn't taint you, that you would love to come back.
Do you think we want him back, Krista? We do vote on this, you know.
I think so. Yeah, you know, why not? Do a vote. I think Chuck digs him.
Oh, yeah. I think Marika can get in this
every Wednesday night, so tough.
Yeah, what do you think? We get Marika in on this vote, too.
Yeah.
Marika, you like this guy?
I do.
Will you
voted,
really
yes.
try to place him?
Well, it depends on his resume, right? Let's take a look.
Hey, Steve.
Steve, what the hell?
Not looking good, Steve. I mean, Richard.
Hey, Franco, go back and rework that resume. Lie on every single line of that resume, okay?
It's like the monkey from Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. Steve.
In the header, just put, has my own tools.
Yeah. Right, and carry a toolkit, too. Ahead, Trist,
you know,
I'm sorry.
If you know me by Rich, I'm this guy. But if you know me by Steve, I'm like a CTS ID and everything that you need.
Right, you just became a CTS IND, Rich. Congratulations.
I'll take it. What do those letters mean?
I don't know. Chuck will bless you, though, if you do.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay, he has the power.
Thank you to Johnny, Steph, and Things Moda for taking the time to pop in and say hello.
Yes.
Thank you to Chuck Beer Me Espinoza.
Beer Me.
Thank you to Corey the Dude Moss.
The Dude. That's right. Call me the Dude.
And for me, Corey AV does. Krista Bender, I thank you very much for listening to AV Power Up.
All right. Thank you, everybody. See you next week.